Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 32, Anime Episode 24. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 24?
Episode 24 was titled, Hawkeye's Mihawk. Swordsman Zoro falls into the sea. And our little recap at the beginning is that the mystery man that arrived that cleaved Don Krieg's ship in two and so made it sinking. And so, you know, everybody's freaking out about that. Luffy's crew discover from Johnny and his brother that Nami tricked them and sailed off with the Going Merry and the treasure. And she had been studying this bounty log that had a picture of someone named Arlong in it that, of course, we recognize from the live action that we have seen. She was looking at Arlong's wanted poster, and the brothers were saying, oh, you know, you... that's a huge bounty to, you know, he would be really hard to get. And how he sort of went away for a while and disappeared. But now there's a lot of talk about, you know, him showing up again. And then Nami uses her feminine charms at a certain point to get the guys to turn around. And then while their backs are turned, just as they start to turn back, she pushes them both into the ocean. And she's like, ha ha, you know, I'm a thief and I steal from pirates and goodbye. And so she takes off with the Going Merry. So, you know, Luffy is told about this. He ends up sending Zoro and Usopp and the brothers after Nami. I mean, that's the plan, is for them to go. He can't go because he still has to work off his debt aboard the Barati. Meanwhile, again, the mystery man arrives in this small ship that I just noticed is shaped like a coffin. Krieg's men are terrified because they realize this is the same guy that destroyed their whole fleet. Luffy asks who it is, and Zoro now reveals that this is the man that he's been searching for since he, you know... wanted to become the world's greatest swordsman. This is Hawkeye's Mihawk, the world's strongest swordsman. So one of Krieg's men shouts out, why is Mihawk attacked them? And Mihawk's like, oh, you know, I had time to kill. And sailor fires two shots, but Mihawk is so good, he's able to swing his black sword, and he deflects the trajectory of the bullets. So now Zoro is, you know, he challenges Hawkeye's to a duel. So the pirates recognize Zoro of the three-sword style. They're like, oh my gosh. And they, the two combatants, you know, talk a bit. And then, Zoro is, you know, saying, I'm going to fight you. And, you know, Mihawk is like, you know, just, I can't believe that you would even try. He doesn't respect Zoro yet, because he thinks anybody who can look at the two of us and not know who's going to win doesn't have the experience to be fighting me. So he doesn't think Zoro deserves a real fight from him, so he just pulls out the tiniest possible weapon he can, this tiny little dagger that you might use to cut cheese with or something. And of course this offends Zoro, and he attacks. He deploys Demon Cut, which is what it said in the subtitles, but I'm assuming it's actually Demon Slash. But he's actually frozen in his attack by the tiny blade wielded by Hawkeye's. He freaks out. He can't believe he's just held frozen, motionless. He attacks again, and he just can't believe that Mihawk is so massively better than him, but it really is true. And during the fight, Mihawk chops Zoro with his hand in the back of the neck, and Zoro then flashes back to his childhood sword fight with his, you know, young friend, the girl, who they had made the promise to each, you know, push each other to become the world's greatest swordsman. So we come back to the present, and Mihawk is wondering why a weakling like Zoro, what he's calling him, would seek such power. And Yosaku and Johnny rush to defend Zoro's honor. They're all, you know, offended. But Luffy uses his devil's fruit power to hold them back. I think he doesn't want them to interfere. He doesn't want them to interfere with Zoro's pursuit of his dream. So this challenge must continue. So Zoro starts to attack with his tiger hunt, but Mihawk defends that with hunting prey and stabs Zoro in the shoulder with the small blade. But Zoro won't back off of the blade. He just keeps it in him, which now shows Mihawk that the Zoro has great strength in his will, that he prefers death over defeat. And so that impresses Mihawk. So as a gesture of respect, he says that he'll actually fight Zoro with the black sword. So Zoro uses three sword secret technique, but Mihawk counters with his own 3,000 realms attack that shatters the swords in Zoro's hands. And Zoro also has a big slash across his chest now. So he at this point acknowledges defeat. He thinks he's lost. And but he turns towards Mihawk with his arms spread wide. Mihawk's like, "Why are you doing that?" And he says, "Well, you know, a true swordsman, you know, doesn't kill someone by stabbing him in the back." And so again, Mihawk is has respect for that point of view. But he does slash Zoro across the chest. Now Zoro has a big red X across him with a black sword, and blood goes flying everywhere. Boom! And everyone's freaking out, especially Sanji, who is angry that Zoro didn't abandon his ambition, that he's just throwing his life away for nothing, as far as Sanji can tell. And Zoro falls into the ocean. Now Luffy is outraged, and he rubber flings himself across the ocean to, you know, and to rescue, to attack Mihawk, but his head slams into the bulkhead and his head gets stuck in the boards. He finally pulls himself out, and Mihawk actually thanks Luffy for being Zoro's friend and assures him that Zoro is not dead. And we see Johnny and Yosaka get to pull Zoro back to the ship, and Mihawk he tells them his true name is Yuraquil, or something like that, Yuraquil Mihawk. And he commands Zoro to find his true self, to become stronger, to challenge Mihawk again, to surpass me. And Mihawk then asks Luffy what his mission is. And Luffy's like, "Well, I'm going to become King of the Pirates." And that kind of makes Mihawk laugh a little, you know, "Oh, well, that's even harder than surpassing me. So, you know, good luck with that." But Zoro raises, he's laying prone on the deck, but he raises his sword to the sky with all his strength and vows never to lose again until he is strong enough to face Mihawk once more. And at this point, Mihawk decides that it's been enough fun and he's going to leave. But Krieg is like, "Hey, didn't you come here to kill us? I'm going to kill you." And he shoots all his guns. But when the smoke clears, we see that Mihawk has vanished. So Usopp and the crew head after Nami, while Luffy makes a deal with Chef Zeff. He says, "Hey, if I get rid of the Krieg pirates, can we just call this even?" And Zeff seems to agree with that. To be continued.
Who is Hawkeye Mihawk?
Also known as Dracul Mihawk.
This is the incredibly deadly Hawkeye's Mihawk, who is a mystery man with a very large, wide-brimmed black hat. He has a long black coat open to reveal his very cut chest. And he has red sleeves and a goatee. And he swings a gigantic sword that looks almost like a crucifix called the Black Sword.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode took place on several ships, the Barati floating restaurant, the wreckage of Don Krieg's pirate ship, the Going Merry, the smaller boat belonging to Yakuza and Johnny, and finally the small coffin-shaped boat piloted by Hawkeye's Mihawk. There was also a flashback to the field of Zorro's youth.
What was the combat in this episode?
This episode had a big sword fight between Zorro and Mihawk that introduced us to several different fighting techniques. We got to see Zorro launch Tiger Hunt, and we got to see that be deflected and defeated by Mihawk's hunting prey technique. We also saw Zorro deploy Demon Slash, and we saw Mihawk defeat Demon Slash and other techniques with his tiny little knife, which was incredibly humiliating for Zorro to have his three sword style defeated by a tiny little blade. We also saw Nami push both Johnny and his brother into the ocean. Not so much a fighting technique, but still a combat nonetheless. We also saw Luffy use his devil's fruit power to launch himself from the Barati all the way across to the combat area on Don Krieg's ship. And his head crashed into the timbers and got stuck, so he had to pull himself out. And finally, Don Krieg did attack with all of his guns to try to kill Mihawk, but Hawkeye's was already gone. And we also got to see again a little bit of the fight between young Zorro and his challenging friend. Yeah, a flashback to their duel, their sparring when they were children.
Santoryu
Ogi Sanzen Sakai.
Good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I like Hawkeye's Mihawk. He's a very cool character. And I look forward to the day when Zorro will be strong enough to challenge him once more.
Very good. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 24. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!